From the Ingles studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, and happy 68th birthday to actor Bruce Willis.
Mayday, mayday. Anyone copying Channel 9?
Terrorists have seized the Nakatomi building and are holding at least 30 people hostage. I repeat, unknown number of terrorists.
Six or more armed with automatic weapons at Nakatomi Plaza.
Century City.
Attention, whoever you are. This channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
Lady, do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett County Public Schools. Dateline features murder for Heather Strew. German electronics company moves U.S. headquarters to Duluth area. And Trickum Middle School's Ryan Queen named Georgia Principal of the Year. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Calling all change makers and educators.
Your chance to shape the future is here at Gwinnett County Public Schools. Join us at the Regional Job Fair on March 26th at Brookwood High School from 4 to 6 p.m. Be the difference in our community and take the next step in your career. Say yes to GCPS and register online today. TeamGCPS.com, where your calling as an educator awaits.
NBC's Dateline aired an episode focusing on the 2009 murder of Heather Stroob, a 25-year-old mother from Conyers, killed in the parking lot of a Snellville Target. The episode included interviews with detectives Trey Downs and Dean Boone and former Snellville Police Chief Roy Whitehead. Stroob was shot in the head following a dispute with her estranged husband, Steve, in the parking lot. The two were exchanging their 18-month-old son as part of their divorce proceedings. The episode delved into the investigation and the pursuit of an unlikely suspect. German electronics company Leus Electronics Inc. relocated its U.S. headquarters from Michigan to Duluth, bringing over a dozen new jobs to the area. The move was celebrated with a ribbon-cutting ceremony attended by Partnership Gwinnett and Gwinnett Chamber officials. Leus specializes in sensor solutions and sees Gwinnett County's dynamic business environment and skilled workforce as conducive to its growth strategy. The relocation represents $1.2 million capital investment and is expected to create 17 new jobs. Partnership Gwinnett and local officials hailed the moves as a testament to the region's business-friendly environment and welcomed Leus as an integral part of the community. Ryan Queen, principal of Trickum Middle School, was surprised with the news that he had been named the 2024 Georgia Principal of the Year by the Georgia Association of Secondary School Principals. The announcement was made during a visit by the association to the school. Queen, visibly moved, expressed gratitude to the school community for their support and credited them for his success. Gwinnett County Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Calvin J. Watts praised Queen's leadership and highlighted Trickum Middle School's academic success under his guidance. Queen, with 26 years of experience in Gwinnett County, has held various educational roles before becoming principal at Trickum. He is the third GCPS principal to win the GASSP Principal of the Year Award since 2018. Watts expressed pride in the district's leadership and achievements under Queen's stewardship. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Isaac Kamen, a Valdosta resident serving a federal sentence for drug trafficking and gun convictions, received an additional 36-month prison term for wire fraud related to illegally obtaining money from a pandemic unemployment program. U.S. District Judge Tillman E. Self III sentenced Kamen to a total of 72 months in prison with 3 years of supervised release. Kamen falsely claimed unemployment benefits while serving time in prison. He filed a fraudulent claim asserting employment with a non-existent companies. Kamen's intended fraud loss amounted to $19,452 with a restitution of $16,000 owed to the Georgia Department of Labor. The FBI and other agencies investigated the case, emphasizing the pursuit of justice against COVID-19-related fraud. Reporting attempted fraud involving COVID-19 is encouraged through the Department of Justice's National Center for Disaster Fraud Hotline. State lawmakers in Georgia are proposing a solution to address the problem of low-paid teachers having to pay for classroom supplies out of their own pockets, a centralized online purchasing system. Senate Bill 464, which passed the Senate with a 52-1 vote, aims to establish this system under the oversight of State School Superintendent Richard Woods. The bill also includes provisions related to statewide literacy testing. Some teachers spend over $1,000 annually on supplies, and while Governor Brian Kemp has offered grants for supplies, the needs remain significant. The proposed system aims to alleviate this burden by providing funding for teachers to purchase necessary supplies. While Metro Atlanta school districts do allocate funding for supplies, additional state is welcome to further assist teachers and students. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits, such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. Do you have questions about nutrition and food? You can reach out to me through the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the Wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian, and dietitian has two T's, and find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath, dietitian.
Georgia's state parks and historic sites are celebrating Disability Awareness Month by highlighting their dedication to inclusivity and accessibility. They offer all-terrain wheelchairs at 11 parks, ensuring visitors with mobility challenges can explore nature trails and enjoy activities like fishing and adaptive hunts. Additionally, ADA cabins provide comfortable accommodations, while accessible trails cater to various abilities, including pave options. Hard Labor Creek State Park features an ADA kayak launch, allowing individuals with all abilities to experience kayaking. Don Carter State Park offers an ADA horse ramp for accessible equestrian experiences. Furthermore, park rangers provide aids and services for effective communication, ensuring everyone can participate equally. These initiatives make Georgia State Parks and historic sites leaders in accessible outdoor experiences. Visit gastateparks.org for more information and to plan an inclusive adventure. U.S. Representative Andrew Clyde is hosting the 9th Annual District Art Competition, inviting high school students to submit their artwork. Entries are accepted until April 19th, with the winner having their piece displayed in the U.S. Capitol for a year. Clyde encourages Northeast Georgian students to participate, emphasizing the opportunity to showcase creativity. Artwork must be two-dimensional and original with specific size restrictions. Accepted mediums include paintings, drawings, prints, mixed media, computer-generated art, and photographs, with adherence to U.S. copyright laws required. Questions about the entry process can be directed to Clyde's Gainesville District Office. Entries must be mailed or delivered to the Gainesville District Office at 210 Washington Street Northwest, Suite 202, Gainesville, Georgia, 30501. Well, final thoughts after this.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, New to Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.